Yeah, but they're going so bad now. They've even blipped rerun television. When Eddie Murphy goes into a bar and he says, "I'm your worst enemy, a nigger with a badge," mm-hmm. they bleep that.
Because they think it's a bad word.
Because it's bad. And yeah. really, that is a term of poor white trash mm-hmm. and Southerners, nigger, instead of Negro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're getting carried away. And oh, golly, my daughter-in-law, she's not my daughter-in-law anymore, but I think this may be one of the reasons she divorced my son. We were watching the Dallas Cowboy game down in Oklahoma with my daughter, and Deion Sanders missed a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Nigga, we don't pay you $35 million to miss those," like Flip Wilson would have said.
Yeah.
And she got just outraged at me.
Huh.
Shouldn't even be used in jest. And the truth is, nigger is, the N-word is now, it's almost impossible to use, is nothing but a corrupted Southern white term,
mm-hmm.
which originally wasn't intended to
mm-hmm.
to be derogatory,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but it is now.
Yep. The people from Utah are usually of what religion?
Well, Mormons sit up there in the central, north central.
Have you ever heard any, like, terms for Mormons? Other than Mormon?
Like derogatory. No, they're the Latter-day Saints and Mormons, and that's all I've ever heard.
Okay. How about for white people, what you call white people, especially in this area of the country?
Well, they call them Anglos, and that's another problem. I know Italian ladies who come down here. I used to be an Italian, now I'm an Anglo.
Yeah.
But Mexicans have always referred to North Americans as Anglos,
mm-hmm.
and that applies to Jews. If you have white skin,
mm-hmm.
you're an
mm-hmm.
Anglo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just accept it. But
even if you're from Europe, although now I can't understand the Spanish people, they've always been white.
From Spain, yes.
Yeah.
Spain is just another European country. And
But then you have people like, what's her name, in Tucson? Oh, the singer. Her family is Spanish. There's not an ounce of Mexican or any other kind of blood in her. And she refers to herself as Hispanic.
Well, Hispanic means of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, the problem is that Mexicans in southern United States are mestizos.
Mm-hmm.
They're half Indian and half something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that something else may be Spanish, it may be French, it could be German or Polish. Or English,
mm-hmm.
and they're half. They're always half, unless they've kept a pure line.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spaniards in Spain were white skinned, just like the English and the French and the Germans. But they
mm-hmm.
spoke Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow
it's very confusing.
Well, it's our, we have all these euphemisms in our. Society in the Southwest, we're pussyfooting around.
Yeah, we are.
with Mexican people and its culture.
Mm-hmm. The people in the country, people who live in rural areas, what would you call them?
Well, if they're farming, I'd call them farmers.
But if they're not farming, if they just live out, you know, kind of rural people.
Country folk.
Okay. How about rednecks? Is that the same as country?
That applies to rednecks is a different thing entirely. That's somebody in Texas or Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
that drives a pickup truck and he wears a boots and a big belt buckle
mm-hmm.
and he's got a gun rack on his pickup truck and he hates northern liberals and people and he's probably racial prejudice anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Against constituted authority.